Call from Hire My Caregiver.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello. Is this Keystone First?
This is a home care agency that accepts Keystone. Did you need services, ma'am?
Yes.
Did you need home care services, some assistance in your home?
I have that already, but I'm not satisfied with them.
Okay.
What is your company name?
This is Family First Care.
Oh, okay.
What county do you reside in?
I'm in Overbrook in Philadelphia.
Overbrook is in Philadelphia County. Yep. We're accepting new participants in your county. How many hours a week do you have?
They gave me 25 hours a week. The insurance company did, but I have so much stuff going on. That's why I want to call the insurance company and ask them how come with all of these conditions. I've been hospitalized over probably about 20 times within the middle of last year and up until now. I've been just hospitalized. I have a lot of stuff going on. But that wasn't my real issue. My real issue was the agency that I went through. Sort of totally, like, once I got my hours, I had my sister, she was going to do it for me. So she signed up and everything to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened and stuff, they had no communication with me whatsoever.
Wow.
And I'm trying to find out some information. None. Like, they had the aide to come in here and talk to my just directly to my sister. And the coordinator said, I'm going to be your coordinator. Called my sister phone, and I said, what did I say? I said, tell her that I need her to call me, that
right.
she's going to be the one that's going to be handling my situation. She's
right.
still on the phone talking to her about the hours and the pay and what hours she can do. And I'm like, can she please call me? And the lady that was here to sign me for her to start and stuff completely turned her head away from me, completely kept
a
conversation
gosh.
With my sister. I kept asking her questions, and she would just turn around and look at me like they had no interest whatsoever. And I'm not one of them type of people that just got medical. I had an aneurysm in 2016. I turned it down because I wanted to get on my feet. It took me about 2 years to get back up and walk and all of that and get back together. And now, because I was always a private duty nurse or taking care of somebody, so now I just want to, so now I start having falls. I fell on the cement. Could have bust my head. I fell on the steps. I fell out the car because I think my neurological part of my brain is not good now. And
right.
then I was hospitalized at the end of the year for having low salt and protein. And they said I could have died from that because I couldn't breathe. My heart was going out. And so when they came here, I've been walking with a walker and a cane and barely getting around because of the pain. I had a pinched nerve, and that went from one leg. Now they talking about looking at my thyroid because they think that it might be cancerous. And these people they gave me five hours, but they gave it to me like they said the insurance company gave it to me like 7 days a week for two or three hours. Nobody's going to come for about 3 hours a day for 7 days or something. Nobody's going to want to come.
Right.
Put gas in the car. And by the time they get here, they can't cook. They can't clean. They can't.
Right.
So that's why I wanted to contact the insurance company to tell them that.
So let me tell you your options.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things you can do today, okay? One, we can call your insurance company and tell them that you want a reevaluation because your health conditions are too big, and you have doctors. You have doctors that say that you need care.
Right.
So you want to be evaluated.
Yeah.
Okay. The good thing is that they accepted you, which is that's the biggest hurdle. and you passed it, okay? So congratulations
to
you.
Yeah.
But now
they had to, because there's so much on my record that how could they have denied me, you know?
Right. So it's good that they didn't, because now little by little we can request increases based on your new disabilities, any new medications, trips and falls, any hospitalizations within the past 30 days. You got all of that. So those are all reasons to increase your care plan, okay? So one, we can do that. We can request an increase in your care plan. And two, we can also get you out of that agency to an agency that's going to be for you, that's going to be worried about you.
Right.
Not the caregiver.
Me,
and the care plan. It's about you, because you're the patient. Without you.
Yeah, or how much the person's going to be making and all that.
Right.
My sister already got a job and stuff. It was supposed to be for my brother to come in on it. And when my sister, when they said that they could only give a couple of hours each day, she was like, oh, no, I can't do that, because she's used to high-paying jobs and she used to getting a lot out of her life. And so when the girl was communicating, when the lady was communicating with her, they were communicating like I was just not even nothing, like not even a, and I said, here I am, I waited all this time to get something for somebody to help me. I'm not like one of them kind of people that will have somebody say, oh, don't come, and it'll be about the money. I want help, because I'm old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm old-fashioned, and I just believe in right. So I wanted the right help. I told my friend, I said, when they come here, I took care of people all my life. I said, when they come here, I just want them to take care of me. I said, they don't have to work hard. Yeah, and I said, that's it. But
so let's hire your brother, and let's try to get you more hours.
Thank you.
All right? So you're not stressed out.
Lord,
you don't have to worry about these people no more, okay?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's start with your first and last name. Deborah Davis.
Ms. Deborah
D-E-B-R-A. Davis? Yes.
And you said you're in Philadelphia County, correct?
Yes, I'm in Overbrook.
Okay. What's your home address?
1842 North 76th Street. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I got 1842 North.
Yes, 76th Street.
76th? Okay.
76th Street.
Got
Philadelphia,
it. And
Pennsylvania, 19151.
19151. All right, Ms. Deborah, 1 second. Do you have that service coordinator's information from your health insurance so we could get them right away?
No.
Okay.
Another lady looked it up.
All right. What's the phone number?
I just got this number.
Take your time, because I'm gonna need you to write some stuff down, so whenever you're ready, grab a notebook, notepad.
Okay. Yeah, I had one already and a pen. Oh, he's giving it to me, because I just got this phone number. Okay, it's
7868, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
445-318-786-7868, right, Vic? Okay, yeah.
Okay, and now let me get, who's your brother? Your brother's going to be your caregiver. What's his first and last name? And a good callback number.
Melvin Davis.
Melvin Davis, a good number to reach him.
Okay, 215-820-0222, I believe. I might have to just when we get off the phone, call you right back to make sure that's the right number.
Okay. 1 second. I'm going to see if somebody can further you along, because we're going to get that help you need right away. We're going to get a hold of the service coordinator.
Thank you so much.
You need a reassessment. You need more time on your care plan. and you need a new caregiver, you want to reassign your brother.
Right. Okay.
I just need you to write down some of my information. Just let me know when you are ready.
Okay. I'm ready now.
So the agency that's going to be your new agency is called Family First Care. We're going to be reaching out to Mr. Melvin. We're going to be sending him the hiring application and hiring him on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
It's Family First Care.
Okay, Family First Care. Okay, I got that.
Yep, the agency phone number is 267-551-7400.
Okay, 267
551-7400. 7400? Yes, ma'am. Ms. Deborah, what's your date of birth?
9/26/1962.
And then my name is Jasmine.
Jasmine? Okay.
All right, Ms. Deborah, I found you. I found your care plan, and I see your stuff is here. Okay, one second. You're through Keystone.
Yes.
Do you have your Keystone coordinator's info or no?
No, she never would get on the phone. I kept telling her she was on the phone with my sister. I kept calling. My sister said, oh, no, I can't take these little bit of hours. And I said, my brother is going to be doing it. Tell her to call me because that's who
that's
was going to be doing it. And the lady The lady never called me. So the lady that was here said, oh, I'll text her to tell her to call you. And then she kept texting her and calling her. And the lady still would never call her. And then when my sister tried to call her, she said, oh, hey, I'm on the phone. I'm on my way to a client. I'll get back with you. Never picked up for me or nobody else.
Mm-mm.
Like, I'm the person that's been going through this for 90 days, they told me it would go through. And then as soon as, like, the hours came through, they didn't even want to talk to me no more. They didn't even tell me. They didn't have enough respect to say, well, you were granted this. I had to call the lady to sign me on and say, because my sister called her like she was taking over. And I had to say, can you please contact me and let me know something about my information first?
Well,
I know
what's going on?
What's
going on?
Yeah, I said, I know she's going to be taking over and doing a job. Y'all have to talk to her. I said, but you weren't done with me. I said, and I'm trying to get the information to who I contact about the hours they gave me and the way they gave me the hours for 7 days.
They should have sent you a care plan. Look, they should have sent you a care plan. They should have sent you the information for your care coordinator. They should have sent you a copy of how many hours. Yeah, no, that's not good.
No, I don't have anything, man. I don't have anything, and the conversation was directed to her. And I felt so bad because I kept trying to call out and say, excuse me, because I let them communicate the whole time, but I'm 63 and I'm in my right frame of mind. They just was like, I just can't even believe it.
That's horrible. I'm sorry that you went through that.
My sister worked for millionaires and I have never even met them. And for her to come here, she wanted to start out the thing, so because at the time she was going to hook it up and do it. But then she said it wasn't enough money for her. And so my brother and stuff said, well, I could use the extra hours because he worked part-time. And so he's been sitting there getting ready to lose his place and everything. He's been sitting there waiting and waiting for us to make this decision. And the day they just sat here on a sofa, I've never been disrespected for in my life like this.
Wow.
I worked on the main line taking care of children and elderly people all my life. And when I did it, I didn't do it for them. I did it out of love because I'm a caring person and I pray for people and everything. And she came up in here all high and mighty hearing the other lady because she worked for millionaires. I never even met her people. And the people, I would have said, I would have told the people at least let my sister, I don't want to interfere with questions she has to ask you. Any lady gonna ask me, tell me something, do you suffer from bipolar and stuff? I got hurt before, and I do. But I don't now because God helped me with that. Well, I mean, they were looking at me like I was nothing. Like you didn't exist. Like, yeah, like I, like the way the world is going now, like people that just got basic morals and a basic life and they're not real rich and they're not uppity and stuff. Like, so I was just gathered around a bunch, I guess, people that was higher than me. I guess, I don't know. When I couldn't speak my mind and nobody would answer me, I felt very,
you heard, unheard, unseen, yeah, irrelevant. Yeah, that's horrible. That's a horrible feeling. You shouldn't be allowed to feel like that.
I've never treated nobody enough. Yeah. And this was medical that came through me for a long time. And so now you're going to come over here, you know, she's going to come over here because she's always had a bigger life than mine with more money and uppity. But I have the morals that I need, you know. And so
that's why you're grounded.
I just couldn't understand. Yeah. Yeah. And I would have told somebody, my sister, you know, I want to give her a chance, if you don't mind, because, you know, it's all about her and her health. So I'm just trying to ask a question.
Right.
And then the person, the coordinator, was on the phone with her the whole time. I said, can you have her to call me so I can have her number and stuff like that? And I'm